I wish we could go out there and you all could crowd on stage. It looks great. I mean, if we had a professional photographer, or this gentleman here, somebody should get behind us and take a picture of our backsides looking out at you all. It looks terrific. This next song features our banjo player. I knew he'd take the hint. This next song, subtle as it was, this next song features our banjo player. And I also want to say, in the Grateful Dead tradition, I know people are taping and videotaping this show. Folks, I'm 54 years old. When you put this on YouTube later tonight, please be kind. There's some bizarre footage of me out there now, I'll tell you what. I look like Neil Young's older brother or something. There's some scary stuff going on. This next song is called Roadkill Breakdown. It's from the Durango album that's sticking up in that box right there. And we're very proud of the record. We recorded it out in Colorado in the town called Durango with Ed Stasium, who bizarrely, besides doing work with Gladys Knight and the Pips and Mick Jagger and the Smithereens, is most famous for working with the Ramones. Now, the Ramones aren't traditionally a bluegrass band, you know, strictly speaking. But nonetheless, the Ramones producer worked with us on this record, and he did a Longwriters record called Two Fisted Tales. And now, this is the kind of stuff he comes up with. This is Roadkill Breakdown. Mr. Dick Smith wrote it. Big fat hand for Dick and the banjo. Here we go.
Booze and regret in this one, actually. This is about a song about getting back to my southern home, originally written about a journey to the southern states of America, but I've changed it. I've basically shoehorned in some Scottish place names. Is anyone here from Auchtermachty? Good.